The Ghana National Association of Teachers, NUT, has raised the red flag over what it describes as the snail pace at which the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, FWSC, is negotiating with representatives of organized labor on the harmonization and standardization of allowances of the public service. According to NUT, the lackluster pace is delaying the implementation of the proposed difficult area allowance for teachers in underserved communities, as well as special allowance for qualified teachers who teach science, mathematics, ICT, vocational and technical subjects. This came to light during a meeting between the National NUT executives and teachers in Sunyai. Our Abnoha for regional correspondent Edward J. Frimpong has the rest of the story.
According to the acting NUT president, Samuel Do Alowia, the association is part of a joint negotiating committee of the GES, bargaining on specified allowances for teachers, which was deferred pending the conclusion of the harmonization and standardization of allowances in the public service. Mr. Alowia stated that NUT is not pleased with the pace at which the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and representatives of organized labor are handling allowance standardization talks. The fallout of the talks will be the basis for NUT to negotiate for specified allowances for its members. NUT has therefore challenged Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to expedite action on the standardization of allowances in order to pave way for the specified allowances for teachers to be negotiated. This, Mr. Alowia said, will among others motivate teachers to accept postings to underserved areas in the country, adding that the move will be a milestone in efforts at meeting the MDG education target for all by 2015. He, however, expressed concern about the manner in which the government and other stakeholders handle issues pertaining to the plight of teachers, saying the time has come for the authorities to show more concern for the predicament of teachers. Touching on distance education for teachers, the acting president stated that the association wants the Ministry of Education to take control of the policy and delegate implementation to the tertiary institutions involved in the program. He noted that the move will make the ministry involved in the fixing of tuition fees, production of modules, as well as monitoring and evaluation through the institutions, as it is in the case of the National Accreditation Board. The meeting formed part of a nationwide tour of the national executives of NUT to share and exchange ideas with teachers. It was also designed for them to sharpen their thoughts and build consensus on all pressing issues. The national officers had a hectic time explaining certain policies to members, particularly the migration of teachers onto the single spine salary structure and system of promotion. Some teachers vehemently expressed their dismay over the deliberations and also accused their leadership of being in bed with policymakers. According to them, they were expecting something new to help change the fortunes of teachers, but not what they described as the usual old cooked stories.
Edward J. Frimpong filed that report from Sunyai.